here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids tunes, nothing Seacrest would play anywhere else. These songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yeah, it's Cheese Please.
Cheese Please.
In color.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Hey, hi, how you doing? Once again, we're here in the bunker, welcoming you to another edition of Cheese. That's all I get to say. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and I have to tell you, dear lovely listeners, that Snarf Dude was just laughing at me.
Yeah.
He laughs at me every single week because I geek dance to the theme song.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's just like funny. You're waving back and forth, the arms are going, and just getting into the groove of the theme, boy.
Well, but you know what? It gets me all pumped up to do the show.
Well, yeah. Meanwhile, I'm pushing buttons, and I'm just snickering inside, and the whole...
No, sometimes you're out and out laughing at me.
No, I was snickering. Big grin on my face, and I'm snickering inside.
But it just makes me all happy, and I'm all pumped up and ready to do the show.
Yeah, and we're going to feature a rather weird album this week on the show from Danny Kaye, well-known in the 1940s and 50s. It gets a little
weird. For a whole lot of different things.
Yeah, whole lot of different things. A few comedy things. But it gets a little weird on this song called Mommy, Gimme a Drink of Water. And guess who the kid is? Yes. Danny Kaye himself.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. On the why,
we have something coming up, and why would you want to play that we'll talk about later.
Thank you. You were tying
yourself up in knots there.
I was grinning so much I couldn't get my tongue to work for there in a second. But we're starting off with some fun stuff with Ben Light and his lightning fingers. I'm assuming he's playing a piano. I forget.
He's playing something.
Yeah, I forget. I just throw the albums out in the back corner after I put them into the computer and that, so I forget exactly what's going on.
You forget what you're going to play, and it's a surprise to you, just like it's a surprise to the listeners of Cheese Please.
You could say that. I'll see you in my dream shortly, but we're starting off with Love Tales right here on
Cheese Please.
Thank you.
It's the one radio show that 4 out of 5 dental assistants can't agree on, but you know what that fifth assistant knows and still listen anyway. Cheese, please, with your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
With Ben Light and his lightning fingers.
And somebody's thunder toes in there, too, I think.
Oh, yeah. And lightning toes in there, too. I'll see you in my dreams. And before that, we had Love Tales. And his fingers are playing the organ, that sounds like there. My name is Surfdude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please.
As a matter of fact, I'd like to remind the listener, Daffodil, that once a week with Cheese Please, and you'll be up to date on the crazy goings-on of your hosts. Not living a real life, living a life full of shenanigans and the music that has to be heard to believe. Be believed. I wrote that.
I know. What'd I you watched your scribbling crayon while you did it.
Yeah, right on post-it notes. I want to keep it around here for a while, don't I? What do you think?
Not bad.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So, I'm kind of proud of it.
Now you'll have to say that every single week.
Yes, and we do emphasize music that has to be heard to be believed on this next one. As we... Well, you fall off the... What?
Not me.
Oh. I heard
that's
that.
What happens
what
when
was
you...
That?
I don't know. It wasn't on this side of the bunker.
We get ghosts in here?
No, anyway. Something fell behind you.
Oh, well, that's fine.
You can check it out in a minute.
Oh, anyway, this is an interesting album. Danny Kaye, as we mentioned earlier, very famous guy of the 1940s, 50s, and 60s. He cut this album in the context of a 5-year-old child.
Which he is not.
No, but he is in character, singing this thing. That's all I got to say. I'm just going to play it. That's the best way to do it.
Yeah, we can't talk about it anymore. You have to listen to it and form your own opinion.
Yes. Coming up shortly, he says he's 5, with the title being I'm 5. But we're starting off with the title cut, Mommy, Give Me a Drink of Water.
Right here on Cheese, Please.
Thank you. Give me a drink of water. I'm thirsty. I want a drink of water. No, now! Not later! Now! Mommy, what are you doing? I want to tell you something. First come and then I'll tell you. It's a secret. It's about Willie and the teacher, and he called him a stupid dope. Mommy, do you hear me? Give me a drink of water. Mommy, turn the light on. I can't see. The chair's moving. There's a funny animal on the wall. You coming, Ma? There's an aeroplane in the room and it's flying all around. Brrr, it's flying in my head. Mommy, Mommy, give me a drink of water. Seymour's mother always gives him water, he told me. And sometimes his mother lets him get it himself. And that crazy Barbara in school today, she scratched me. It hurts too. You want to see it, Ma? I need a bandage it up. Mommy, oh, Mommy, tell me a story. The one about the king who lived in the woods. And he killed a wicked dragon with his magic sword. That's the one I like. Tell me that one. Tell me, Mommy, tell me. I'm gonna tell Daddy you're not a good mommy. You never listen to me. You bad, naughty mommy. Mommy, give me a drink of water. Give me a cookie too. Turn the light on. Tell me a story. The one about the, you know, Mommy. Tell me a drink of water.
Cheese is an important part of everybody's daily balanced musical diet.
It's a full fat, you get the full flavor. It's a good cheese.
I'm five, I'm a big boy now, I'm five. I can dress myself, I don't need mom to help me anymore. And when I sit in my father's chair, my feet can reach the floor. See, I'm five, got a muscle and I'm five. I wanna wrestle with my uncle Nat in a second he's on the ground. So fat, so ripped, and not that wise, cause I don't fool around. I can throw this rock a mile away and kill that rattlesnake. You dare me swallow my chungum down and not get a bellyache. When I was in the jungle, I frightened all the animals, and even Tarzan ran a mile when I was king of cannibals. I lived there for about 10 years, and then a ship found me. And when I got back, police asked me a lot of questions. I'm no stool pigeon. I clammed up and I walked right out on them, right across the street. I'm allowed. You know why? I'm five, I'm five, I'm a big boy now, I'm five. My mother dares and spank me just for going without a hat. She knows damn well I'd run away cause I'm too old for that. What does she think, I'm three? Not me. What does she think, I'm four? I'm more than four, I'm even more than four and a half. I'm five. December 12th.
Cheese Please with Danny Kaye. Apparently he's five.
Well, in that song he's five anyway.
Yeah, and before that, the ultra creepy, it should be in a horror movie just before the killer stabs somebody.
The terrible child.
Because he didn't get him a drink of water.
I think maybe he Mommy might have didn't. Been channeling his inner Damien from The Omen in that one.
Mommy, give me a drink of water. Mommy, don't get it for him. He kills people. Oh, sorry. That's the tone it came
I know,
off.
But he's really not that kind. I mean, this is the guy who is Hans Christian Andersen and who did all those wonderful Disney-type characters.
Really? Wow. Yeah. Tell me more. I know you've been digging.
He was in a musical adaptation of Pinocchio with Sandy Duncan.
Okay.
Sandy played Pinocchio. He was Mr. Geppetto.
Oh, cool.
He played Captain Hook opposite Mia Farrow in a musical version of Peter Pan.
Oh, that's interesting.
He was on The Muppet Show. He was on The Cosby Show.
I just think of Mia Farrow as Rosemary's Baby, you know?
I know.
And that creepy thing we played a few weeks ago. But, you know, if she wants to be Peter Pan, that's fine. He was on The Muppet Show. And any other details that you dug up?
Well, there's so much. It's so hard. He did a lot of comedy stuff. He did a lot of movies. He had a radio show.
He was a big star, in other words.
Yes. His feature film debut was in Up in Arms in 1944. He's been around. He was around for a long time.
Wow, and he's cutting this rather odd stuff.
Let's play. And now he's cutting odd stuff.
Let's play one more. Here's Danny Kaye and Playing on the Seesaw right here on
Cheese Please.
Playing on the seesaw, the seesaw, the seesaw. Playing on the seesaw, push me up again. When I go up, I'm big as a tree. When I come down, you're bigger than me. Playing on the seesaw, push me up again. Playing on the seesaw, the seesaw, the seesaw. Playing on the seesaw, push me up again. It's up I go so high in the air. A sparrow just laid a egg in my hair. Playing on a seesaw, push me up again. Up and down, up and down. I can see everything miles around. When I go up, it's so much fun. I can stick my finger right into the sun. Playing on the seesaw, the seesaw, the seesaw. Playing on the seesaw, push me up again. This game's the best of all in a park. Let's keep on playing until it gets dark. Playing on the seesaw, push me up, push me up, push me up. And push me up again.
Cheese Please, Danny Kay, playing on the seesaw. A little less creepy on that one. That's
just
still,
a little less creepy.
Just a little less crispy. Why did I say crispy?
I don't know.
I don't
creepy.
Know either. Creepy, creepy. If you're eating fried chicken, though, it could be crispy. Ending our profile on Danny Kay, a mommy, give you a drink, or give me a drink of water. Oh, boy. You know, I'll tell you something, Daffodil. I could not ride the seesaw. I really
Everything
couldn't.
Makes you sick. You can't even ride the merry-go-round.
Well, it's a combination of things, because if I go up too much, if I go up too quick, it's like, I get, like, dizzy and doozy and stuff like that. But the other factor is sometimes when I used to play with that whole seesaw thing, the kids would just, like, you know, I get up there and all of a sudden I...
They jump off and you'd fall down.
Yeah, and I think it hurt, like, one too many times, and there were a lot of times, Daffodil.
Bruised your bum.
Well, it wasn't fun. The kids were not nice to me when I was younger.
All right, let's change the tone, because you're taking the show down a drudgy path.
Oh, well, it's no worse than that creepy path now.
True.
I have to say one more thing, though.
What?
I survived. I'm here.
Exactly. There it's awesome. Go. See?
Now
happy
you were,
ending.
There, now you were saying.
You need to do this.
Oh.
And now for something completely different. It's Cheese Please's music we can't do anything else with. It's the Cheese Please.
Why would you want to play that?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea why we're playing it, but we are.
Well, it almost is a Catbox cover song.
Almost.
But it's not really quite that bad.
No, it's not. So it goes into the why you want to play that category, because we can't do anything else.
Well, it's one of those things that you're never going to hear on commercial radio.
No. School bands doing Jim Croce's Bad, Bad Leroy Brown.
Yes, that's uniquely Cheese Please right there.
What's the show again?
Cheese Please.
Thank you. With Karen Conrad and the Cobequid Education Center High School Band and their version of Bad, Bad Leroy Brown. Oh, what?
I'm pushing the button.
Hey, you push the button this week.
I push the button because you talk too much and now we're out of time.
So
I'm rushing things.
I'll grab this. There's a piece of paper. Oh, there it goes. And here's Richard Simmons. And don't tell me until next week, folks.
Thank you for joining us for this week's Dose of the Wacky, the Warped, and the Weird. Come back next week. We promise there will be additional shenanigans.
Oh, we made it.
Work on the ways together, okay? So give me really good posture, and don't tell me you can't do this, because see, I know you can. Here we go, side crawls, one. Don't feed me lines about all the time. You try to change your life when you sneak downstairs for that one eclair. In the middle of the night, change. I'm gonna tell you how
you can do it. I know you.
Your weekly sample of De Wacky, De Warped, and De Weird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.